Bringing on Iowa State assistant coach Cornell Mann here from the Sprint Center in Kansas City. Coach, first question I have for you, you have an opponent tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. You don't know who that's going to be. What's the process from here until 6 o'clock tomorrow night where, you know, as far as scouting goes, how do you get ready for that opponent on such a short notice?
Well, the one thing about both teams, they both kind of run an action or a few actions more than a whole lot of sets. And so you can get ready for the actions a lot easier than you can get ready for a bunch of sets. So that's one thing. And so you get ready for both of those and you prepare for both of those. But, of course, you do have to think one team will be obviously a higher seed and have a better chance to win. So, obviously, you'll prepare a little more for that team being what is considered the better team. And so through that process, we've done that today. We'll go through a little bit more tomorrow. And but we'll be ready for both.
That team's the Texas Longhorns. You guys have beaten them twice this year. They've had a hard time keeping up with you, realistically. Do you anticipate, if it is Texas that you play tomorrow night, Rick Barnes doing anything different? Maybe, you know, going a little smaller, putting Holmes on Niang, making any sort of a switch like that? And or is that something you just wait until game time to see?
Well, you know, from the first game to the second game, they did go smaller, which I thought made them a little bit better team and a little bit tougher opponent. However, I was just talking to Coach about it. If it was me, I guess I would think that they would play a little more zone, because it's probably easier, kind of what I was just talking about, it's easier for them to prepare for our zone and us and our zone offense than it would be to prepare for our man offense. We have a plethora of things that we run, and we pull the bigs out from the post, which gives us the ability to score the ball, obviously, at the rim, but also our bigs can score the ball outside. So my guess would be if they did do anything different, they'd go back to more zone and less man. But here lately, they've been playing more man.
The word scared isn't right. Does a team like Texas, meeting them in March, they're desperate? Does it make you a little bit nervous, though? Because they probably the most talented seven seed you'll ever see in the Big 12 tournament. Is that accurate?
I think that's accurate. And, you know, I don't know if it, you know, they have some urgency, but I'd like to think our guys have some aspirations that they didn't get done in a regular season. And so I would think our hunger and would hope our hunger would be a little bit more than their hunger for a win. Our hunger for a championship, I think, would be a little bit more. And so, you know, I think it's throw the ball up and let's bang heads.
Talk about that hunger. You guys won this tournament a year ago. How much does that play into this week? The guys got a taste of that, and, you know, we all saw what the atmosphere was like at the end of that game last year. How much have they been working to get back to that moment and do it again?
Well, psychologically, we are in a better place mentally, because you have won it and you do feel comfortable out here, and our guys are confident. And so that really helps, because we play on a high level of confidence. When we play on a high level of confidence, we play well. And so I think the guys are confident that right now we are the champions, and until that changes, we feel like the champions, and we feel like, you know, we should win this thing. And that's part of confidence and what Coach puts into our guys' head, heart, and feet. And so, yeah, I think our guys feel like we're supposed to come out here and win.
Thanks, Coach. Best of luck Thursday night.
Thank you.